Hello. This is Mr. Wright, answering a few of your behind-the-scenes questions. I hope you enjoy. What trope do you like best to voice act? I'd say I enjoy the ones where there is a good scenario, perhaps where there's one with a little bit of changing of control, the audience deciding, or the character of the audience, that is, deciding to give control to the character that I'm playing, and then the fun ensues from there. What is my favorite script I have ever done? There was a series of scripts that I did which involved a father and the father's son's girlfriend. The son had been a brat and horrible, and the father was trying to make amends, and then he and the girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, fell for each other, and it was really sexy, but it was also really passionate and kind of heartwarming in a strange way. Obviously, the Christmas dinners are probably going to be really difficult, but I really enjoyed that storyline, so be interested to do more of those. Do I have a ritual before I start recording? I would say no, really. I just take my mind down into the script, and that helps me shut out other influences, and I think about the audience member, the listener, and just hope that they're getting something from the recording. And that really helps. It's easy to sort of go inside a secluded room in your mind, and it's just you and the script and the audience. So no rituals needed, just enjoying the fact that someone's getting something from this. When do you record? It depends when there's a window in my schedule, but it's nice to record when it's quiet. Sometimes that means it's late at night, often when the characters are doing their thing. But sometimes it'll be when I've got a free morning, and I'll lock myself in my studio and just get to it. What do you like best about your job? I enjoy being the ambassador, I guess, between the writer and the listener. So I can decide how to interpret the script, how to add to it maybe, how to give it its own personal touch from my experience, and to also know that someone's getting something from that. And when people, you know, request a lot of my stuff, or the writers request my voiceover talents, that's really lovely, very gratifying. So thank you all, and thank you very much for listening to this. This is a new experience for me. What do you dislike about your job? There's not much I dislike. It's a great job to have. I suppose what I dislike is not seeing the audience, I guess. Not to say that I want to intrude on anyone's private moments, but particularly in this line of work. But you do end up having to use your imagination to wonder what everyone's thinking of the work. And I suppose that's a bit of a shame. But then again, I kind of like the fact that someone can take this material, keep it to themselves, and without me knowing what they're thinking about it, they can enjoy it. So there's not much I dislike about the job. Tied to the last question, what is your biggest recording pet peeve? Noise. noise. Other people making noise when I'm trying to record or get into the mood to record. And then there's a helicopter flying past or someone on a Harley Davidson or something trying to be all big shot. Drives me nuts. What is the most embarrassing moment you've had whilst recording? Well, I have not really got too embarrassed doing this kind of work, because I think you have to leave embarrassment at the door if you're going to make the material truthful and enjoyable for the listener. And of course, most of the time, I am on my own in my recording booth, so I can be pretty relaxed about what I'm doing. I mean, it amuses me sometimes when, with all the not safe for work sounds I'm making, when you're doing it with someone for real, it's, spontaneous and enjoyable. But when you're doing it to notes in the script, you can get a little lightheaded if you're doing a lot of deep breathing and heavy work, which you don't really get when you're doing it for recreation. And the less sexy answer, very much so, is when your bodily functions start reminding you that they exist. So you might be in an intimate scene, and then your stomach goes, it's like, don't get excited, I'll deal with you later. So, I'll leave it at that, but that's probably what mostly embarrasses me. What do you do to get out of your head when recording? I think we've kind of covered this. I just focus on the material. Focus on you, the listener, and hoping that my interpretation will help you enjoy it. I think I've worked out that it doesn't matter what other people think, so I don't really stay in my head too much, at least when I'm recording. Sometimes, out in the real world, I might wonder, what am I doing? But then I also remember I don't mind, and I don't care. And actually, sometimes I really enjoy it. And I enjoy that you're enjoying it. What is the most frustrating thing that's happened while recording? I'm afraid it's a very boring answer. I live in a block of apartments, flats, depending where you're listening to this. And, the world goes on around you. So when I'm recording from home and someone decides, this is the day I'm going to do my DIY and starts hammering or drilling or anything, that doesn't make for a very happy narrator. Have you ever had to walk away from the mic because a line cracked you up too much? Honey, I'm a professional. I don't walk away from the mic. But I might step back because I've been giggling about something. I can't quite remember any particular lines. But often when you're bringing a script to life and a character just says something you don't think they would ever say, or that certainly I would never say. Now, it's my job to make that work, but yeah, sometimes the lines don't necessarily fit with my own interpretation. But unfortunately, I just plow on, so I don't have an example for you. But rest assured, I have paused in my home studio and gone, what in the world am I doing? But if you're listening to this, I'm guessing that you enjoyed it regardless, so I guess it worked out. What, if anything, have you discovered about yourself in doing this type of work? That is a very good question. I think, as you might expect when you're first starting to do erotica and that kind of voiceover, there is a certain prejudice that comes with it, and I certainly had that to start with, and I just thought, oh well, I'll just do the work for the money, No shame in that. But I think as I've ended up doing more of it, and also realized the type of work that I've been asked to do is really quite well written and clearly serves a purpose and a need. And it's not just well written, but it's really sex positive, and it allows, you know, the more frisky ideas, you know, control or bondage or, you know, something like that, or various things like that. But without anything toxic in the way it's being done, there's always consent and a flowing into the more, very old-fashioned word, but racy side of things, the more out there kind of acts or tropes or kinks, but always from a safe place and always in a way that seems sexy in the nature of what's being asked to be done. And I think that's really helped me because it's not seedy or dirty. It's explicit and it's erotic, I hope, but it's not anything to be ashamed of. So I think I've realized that this is just a job I do. This is a job that helps me earn a living and that brings entertainment to people. And, you know, I do a lot of other things as well, not in the erotica, not safe for work sphere. And that has an audience, and this has an audience. And my job is to entertain. So if you're being entertained and enjoying yourself, and if you leave this recording, or listening to this recording, better than when you arrived, then I'm happy. Final question. How do you recover from epic line flubs when you just can't seem to get it out? I refer back to a previous answer of, honey, I'm a professional. But no, that's possibly a little full of myself. I think there are occasionally lines that you just can't get right, whether from them being confusingly written, slightly different to your natural mode of speech, or just that you're saying something really, really ridiculous, or that just makes you, that just tickles you, I guess. How do I recover? I don't. I'm just a mess in the studio. I'm just a little puddle, guys. No recovery possible. Send help. Send an air ambulance. I'm in dire need of rescue. So thanks for listening. And yeah, send help. What am I going to do without you?
What trope do you like best to voice act? This is a good question. I think always sort of a daddy-dom situation dynamic, but regardless of age. So I think that I really like when best friends sort of realize that they like each other or they've been wanting to sleep together for a really long time. And then they discover that they have very similar kinks. So it gets really freaky really fast. And there's sort of this pent up tension that gets expressed in a really big way because you've been so into that person for so long. What is your favorite script you have ever done? Oh, you know, that's... There was this medieval one I think I did a little over a year ago where the queen... I was like one of her knights or something. And she had a secret passageway that I could get into. I think it was called something like Kneel Before Me, My Queen or something. And the benefit of our relationship was that I would dominate her because she was so tired of having so much power that she wanted to fully relinquish it. And that was our sexual dynamic together. And I love fantasy novels, so that was really fun. Do I have a ritual before I start recording? Well, I do my recordings in the mornings because that's, I find, just less disturbance of environmental stuff that I have to deal with. And so the process is really waking myself up first, because it takes a while to get out of that groggy state. And so I'll do like a small workout, like a 20 minute hit thing, and then have enough food that I won't be making hungry noises over the mic, that my stomach won't be grumbling for hunger, but also a small enough amount that it's not constantly making digesting sounds, and then tea. What do I like best about my job? I think it's really helped me to find my natural voice, because I've been lucky enough to have done so many of these now, and I have to listen to myself, and because you guys give such constructive feedback that then gets relayed back to me, and because the company gives me really specific feedback, I can hear when it's sounding best, and when it's sounding best is when I'm sounding the most truthful. So even just physically feeling where that truth lies in my voice has even brought itself into my everyday life. So I think that's been the most rewarding part. What do I dislike about my job? Anything technical. Anything, you know, there was one day I just couldn't get some sort of buzzing out of the recording software, and I had to like take it to a Mac and leave it there for 3 days, and then that didn't solve the problem, and it was a week of sort of running around to different Genius bars and trying to solve it, and it was such a stupid fix by the end of it that an engineer would have, you know, fully fixed in a few minutes. But being an actor, it's sort of cool at the same time because I have learned so much about the engineering aspect of it. But yeah, that's definitely my least favorite part. And then what is my biggest recording pet peeve? I think just anytime unexpected outside sounds, or if my stomach is being unruly for whatever reason, and so I can't get into a real flow with the recording and have to stop and start a lot, that I think is my biggest pet peeve, because it's really fun when you get into a flow. What is the most embarrassing moment that I've had whilst recording? Well, my friend did come in one time. Because it's in a shared space, he came in one time not thinking anybody was in here, and I was full on doing the orgasm part of the scene. So that was pretty embarrassing. What do you do to get out of your head when recording? I kind of think the script really takes care of that, or I think I might start over more in the beginning, and then once things start really just once I get into a flow of it, it kind of takes care of itself. I've done so many of these now that I'm not in my head at all. I don't think it's weird or anything like that. What is the most frustrating thing that's happened while recording? The most frustrating thing that's happened. Every now and again, there will be somebody who plays the flute upstairs, or if there's construction work happening, or any outside environment that's sort of out of my control, that messes up with my scheduling that I've allotted to record the thing, then that gets really frustrating. Have I ever had to walk away from the mic because a line cracked me up too much? I don't think with these. I think I have done that in audiobooks. But no, I feel like I really just sort of get and embrace kink, and so I'm able to take it pretty seriously. How do you recover from epic line flubs when you just can't seem to get it out? Just can't seem to get it out. I'm assuming you mean like even after repeated times of stopping the record and then starting it again. If it's because of the way the words are put together, then I just really try to make sure to separate the words. So if I can't say like separate the words, separate the words, separate the words, then I'll say separate the words, and that usually solves a problem and act it in such a way that it doesn't sound strange.